The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
NFL investigation into the Titans continues. The latest centers around unsanctioned player gatherings. Player gatherings September 30th, the day after the NFL informed the team of a gathering ban. That right there would be grounds for forfeit, something the league never in its history has done. Former players like Torrey Smith are asking for that. That throws an enormous wrinkle into players' payment. Example would be the Buffalo Bills. Players get paid if the Titans forfeit this week's game. In the Nashville, Tennessean today, it's time to start blaming Titans, not just fortune, for COVID-19 outbreak. Gentry Estes. I asked that question of you, Mina Kimes. Is it time to blame the Titans? And is a forfeit proper punishment?
It is time to blame the Titans, but a forfeit would introduce some really tricky consequences for players and teams not named the Titans. And I understand why everyone wants it. Everyone wants the Titans to be punished right now. I get that. But the problem is, well, there's multiple problems. From a football perspective, given the Bills and the Steelers, you'd have to give them both wins here, would infuriate the rest of the AFC, especially in a season where the number one seed is more important than ever. But more important is the issue of player pay, which you alluded to. Nobody knows if the players not on the Titans, on the Bills and the Steelers, would actually get paid for the forfeits. Before the season, they collectively bargained an agreement saying they wouldn't get paid if games were suspended or canceled. But is a forfeit, a suspension, or a cancellation? I don't know, and I guarantee you the owners and the NFLPA would lock in on this. I think for that reason, both sides would probably push for postponement and extension of the season because they don't want this to go to war.
Right, guys, Sola?
Incredibly irresponsible of the Titans. There should be some type of punishment for the organization. You want to, you know, fine them money, obviously, take away draft picks. I'm not ready to take that step yet for a forfeit. And I'll tell you what, if I were on the Titans and I wasn't one of the players involved, and I get it, you know, I'm going to be upset with my teammates, but I got other rank and file members in my union telling me that I shouldn't be getting paid for a game check, and there's only 16 of them, I'd have an issue with that. The team should be fine. Take away draft picks. There should be certain standards set. If this continues, that's another story. Right now, I'm not forfeiting.
So you would prefer a season where Tennessee maybe finishes the year with 13 games played and 14 games played, but not giving them a loss for this?
Well, and also Mina did bring up a good point. You know, we have rearranged the schedule already for them. You could still extend the season maybe one more week, but you're going to get to a point where you cannot make up these games and Tennessee has to pay for
them. Kevin Blackstone?
Well, I'm not going to pretend anymore like we're going to get through this NFL season with everybody playing the same amount of games. I mean, that's just not going to happen the way things are going right now. So who do you blame in this situation? Obviously, you got to blame the players. But you know what? You know, these players are unlike players in other leagues, right? They get paid by the game. That's something else we're talking about here. And so they have been inculcated over the years to think about, you know what? We got to get our practice in. For any fan who thinks that guys are lazy and they don't work hard at this game, you look at what they're doing right now, because this is absolutely reckless, but this is the way they've been conditioned. Now, how do you handle that? I think a forfeit is in line here, because at some point, you're going to have to ratchet up the stakes. How do you do that? You're probably going to have to do it through postponement and see how it looks towards the end of the season. But I don't have a problem right now, because this is a public health crisis, to implement a forfeit as a penalty.
To your point that this is the way players are conditioned, we've heard from Titans this week. They're standing by their decision to gather there because this is their job, is what they're saying. Tim Kalish, I'll bring you in here.
Yeah, and I think we got to do something about that mindset. I go back 6 months to when everybody was all over Dak and Zeke and Dez Bryant and players putting their arms around each other just for a workout, back when this stuff was all pretty new. There's nothing new about it now. We saw all the problems baseball had getting teams through games. Players have to know better. And Kevin said you blame the players, and that's first, But there's also a report of possibly a coach being at one of these workouts, off-site workouts. So I think you start with a massive million-dollar fine and you give the money to COVID relief in Tennessee and you find them a first-round pick. If they can't play this week, I still want to stop short for now of forfeiting games.
Player payment, I mean, I think we all agree with you, Mina. It's a huge deal, possibly something they have to be able to work this out. The Bills have to get paid. The NFL has to foot that bill, Mina.
Allow me to introduce you to the NFL owners,
I understand,
Tony,
because, but I mean, this is extraordinary.
Not only,
measures.
I think, would they be... Yeah, yes, but not only do I think they'd be reluctant to pay the players for these games after making that agreement, I'm not saying it's right, I'm just trying to say how I think they'd react. Yeah. They're anticipating that this is going to keep happening. So if they agree to it now, are they going to agree to it if more games are forfeited instead of canceled or suspended? I don't think so. I think both sides would dig in on this.
Well, since you say that this isn't just about now, it's about the next one, should the measures just only be punitive or do they need to be corrective? If I could say it like that, Frank Isola, and the NFL's got to be thinking, how are we going to move forward here, not just discipline and punish one team? Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, Mina's talking about having the best record in the AFC this season. How about one of the teams that's been punished a lot over the last 10 years, those spunky little engine that could New England Patriots? Bill Belichick's probably thinking, hang on a second. I had to go to Kansas City without my star quarterback. Our game didn't get postponed for down the road when I'll be healthy. And yet this team, how many times are we going to bend over backwards for the Titans when nobody's bending over backwards for me and my quarterback?
Latest report from New England was that Stephon Gilmore met with Cam Newton off-site, off-field, but they still met with each other, and that is the most recent positive test for the team. Kalisha, last word after the horn.
We're going to get to a point where we have to say to the Titans, okay, you got 40 healthy players, and they've been tested negative for a long time. Tell them to go out and play a game and pick up some more players if you need them. We're not going to sit around and wait a month for your team to get healthy.
Understood. That's the point about punitive measures. Corrective measures? Is it time to start talking about a bubble? We've seen it work for the WNBA, for the NBA, for NWSL, a playoff bubble, a end of season bubble.
Playoff for sure.
Yeah. And you can delay the postseason as it comes, move the Super Bowl back a few weeks, maybe have it on a Saturday. We've always wanted to see what that was like in a few weeks. All right, we've been home. We're going to move on. The intensity and flat-out lunacy of Dodgers-Padres last night, this was off the charts. L.A. up 2-0 going into tonight. That's the checkmate. But every move before that, Machado's bat throw, Tatis's could-have-been go-ahead home run, Bellinger's rob, Gratterall celebration. I say again, in the history of baseball, has anyone ever done this? And how everybody came back around again later in the game to decide it all. This was just amazing. That's where I want to start, Tim. Was this all good? Was this part good, part bad behavior? Or was this conduct unbecoming of a playoff game?
I think it was almost all good, and I don't want to be against the Dodgers or for the Padres, but it's a little better if that home run goes ahead and goes out, or the Padres find a way to win in the ninth when they loaded up the bases, because a 1-1 series with these teams, with the rivalry that they're building these days, would be terrific. Right now, it looks like it's kind of over. But Bellinger's catch for a guy who part of his career has been a first baseman, to make that in center field off Tatis, that was as good as
And then if I could ask you point blank, Tim, between the bat throw and the hat throw, what was more egregious?
Neither one. Let them play. Let them throw stuff at each other if they want. As long as they don't hit each other.
Mina?
And sort it out.
You want to answer that one?
Yeah, I just cannot get over Manny Machado throwing his bat triumphantly. Yeah. And then, Tony, one inning later getting upset over it. An inning had elapsed. Like, Manny is batting 136 so far in the postseason, but I think his self-awareness rating might be even lower. Dude, it just happened. I thought... It was, both were fine. It was an electric moment. You know, Tim mentioned Cody Bellinger, first baseman, making that catch off of a hit from a shortstop. The drama, the emotion of it. Our colleague Jeff Passan pointed out, this is postseason baseball, and especially at a moment when there are no fans, we need this sort of emotion. We need these sort of plays to fill the gap, and they did so
last night. Frank Isola?
Now, there was a lot of talk over the weekend when the great Bob Gibson passed away. And we know what retribution was in baseball. You act like that, you're going to get a baseball probably thrown at your hip if you're lucky. That's where you want it thrown. So Manny Machado started this. And that's what was funny about it. You were the one who incited the Dodgers. So now when you're winning or you're the one making a play, you're excited. When the Dodgers make a play, you're the first one to get upset. You come across like the ultimate front runner. I say bravo to everything that the Dodgers did, starting with that catch. They gave it right back to Manny Machado, and what made it great, he didn't like it.
Kevin Blackstone?
Yeah, I enjoyed it all. And let's not forget, Manny Machado, he threw the bat not at them, but at his own guys. I mean, that was an electric moment, as Mina said. So I'm cool with that. Everybody should be cool with that. This is the excitement that we want in games. This is what makes it fun. And then for a pitcher to do what I've never seen a pitcher do, that was fantastic, too. I mean, that was returning the favor. You know, Shane Bieber was asked about that on ESPN Today, and he said he was cool with it all. You know what? It's just the joy that's in the game now. We don't have to play by these stinking old rules that they used to have.
He did let up a ball that went 407 feet, though. I mean,
off the shortstop.
Yeah, I did celebrate
that. Had to go 408.
Tonight's Dustin May versus Morton Leon, and do you think the humbling may galvanize San Diego, or do you think it just eliminates them, Tim?
Oh, I don't know if they're eliminated. They might win tonight here in Arlington, where big things are known to happen in playoff
games. Anyone want to say but, San Diego can get back in this one? Nina? Kevin?
Their starting pitching is going to humble them. That's what's going to humble them.
All right, look at them. Sorry, I've been waiting 24 hours to do that. A debate needs a mute button, all right? Can we say that? A virtual debate needs a mute button. We've been horned. We're taking a break. Buy or sell in 2 minutes.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You start spending so much time trying to figure out how to outsmart the Ivy Leaguers over there. That's not your game. Don't play Jeopardy. Play baseball.
A-Rock calling out Ivy Leaguers. And that's the New York side of it. Will somebody please talk up the Tampa side of it? Famous original dominant Rays. How Tampa turned this series around last two games. Got in the Yankees' heads. Got in Aaron Boone's head. Frank Isola, go ahead.
Well, Tampa is 10-3 this year against the Yankees, but Alex Rodriguez, what he's saying, he has an axe to grind with Brian Cashman, but he also happens to be right. Once you allow the front office to get involved with who's going to start, how many pitches they're going to throw, you want to manage a team? Get in the dugout. If not, allow Aaron Boone to do it.
Hold on a second.
Among the players.
Mina Kimes, his head is throbbing just listening to Isola talk here. Go ahead, Mina.
Yeah, I'm not trying to play Jeopardy either. I'm not sure actually Jeopardy makes sense as an analogy there, but this is all about the Rays. They have the best player in baseball right now. It has nothing to do with the Yankees.
Randy Rosarena, you're talking
Randy
about?
Randy Rosarena, yeah. He's 12 for 20. That's tied for the second most in the history of baseball for a player through a first five postseason games. He is unbelievable. Give the Rays credit.
I want Isola back in on Kimes, but first Kalishaw.
I think Mina's mostly right. A Rosie come out tonight. He's been fabulous. He's a big part of
why
Tampa Bay's winning. But don't penalize me for that. Frank is also right. The Yankees, we talked about it yesterday. Stupid moves in game two. They don't need to outsmart him. They need to outhit him and get the bats going again.
And Blackstone.
They're trying to outsmart them because they can't beat them at the game of baseball. This is a better team they're facing in Tampa Bay. Do you see what these guys are doing? The only person that they can't beat is Gerrit Cole, and they're not going to see him again after this game.
Isola, you want back in, please? Go ahead.
Well, I didn't say anything about Tampa Bay. I admitted Tampa Bay is the better team. I'm just referring to what Alex Rodriguez said about the front office deciding who's pitching. And the Yankees, they can't out-hit everybody. It's been proven since 2009 when they last won a World Series. They need pitching, and they don't have it.
You were just insulted having gone to the Ivy League school that you go to, Frank. That's what it was. Okay, we'll move on. Thursday Night Football, Buccaneers, Bears. Brady coming off the half where maybe everything started clicking for him. Bears coming off their first loss. It's Brady versus Foles. Kind of sneaks up on you. First time since the Super Bowl 52. One thing you expect to see tonight, Mina, and one thing you'd like to see from either of these teams?
I expect to see another great offensive performance from Tom Brady, who ranks second in the NFL right now on 20-plus yard completions for anyone who is worried about him in that Arians offense. Right. I hope to see a good Nick Foles game, which would make it more interesting, but you never know what you're going to get with
Foles.
I'd like to see the Bears' defense live up to what it occasionally plays like but doesn't always play like. They're going to need it tonight. I expect to see Tom Brady put on a show for as far as prime time. This is his first time in a Bucs uniform. A lot of people are going to like what they see.
Blackstone?
Well, if the injuries don't slow down the running game for the Bucs, then you know what? That defense for the Bears is going to have to if they're going to have any chance in this game. Bears have never beaten Tom Brady. I don't think it's going to happen.
Is that right?
5-0.
Has Foles ever lost to Tom Brady, though, huh? Yeah, that's my question for you, Stone. Isola.
You know, somehow Tom Brady has kind of floated under the radar at the start of the football season. But you know what? The Bears got what they deserved because they subbed out their quarterback. He was undefeated. What was so wrong with keeping Nick Foles on the bench? Let him come in as the super sub every once in a while. They made the move too soon. Look what happened to them.
Where do we come down on Frank Isola saying Tom Brady has been under the radar? We've talked about it. Okay. Going the wrong way, Frank Isola. Look how small he gets right there.
I feel like he's been mentioned.
Imagine that at one of these political debates, by the way. Buy or sell three, the fallout from the Texans firing Bill O'Brien. It's still crashing to earth. J.J. Watt's heated exchange with O'Brien, reportedly. Whether that was the last straw or the first time the team considered players in this dynamic after all the trades. I like your view of that. And also, as dots are being connected, Dabo Swinney, would he go play with Deshaun Watson again? Swinney says he's not thinking about that. Eric Bieniemy, the question, Mina, is this a tear down and rebuild, or is there a way to reload a team that was up 24-0 on KC in the playoffs just 9 months ago?
Well, the truth is going to have to be something in between. They have no draft picks, an absence of them, no cap space, really. But you can't go full rebuild when you've got a quarterback like Deshaun Watson. The current roster is not built to win. I think they're going to have to trade some of the players and hope for development from some of the younger guys.
Kalisha?
I think just about everything other than Deshaun Watson is tradable at this point. It's mostly a teardown.
Mm-hmm. Blackstone?
And they're going to have to keep Watson healthy out there trying to win games for them.
That's been a problem for them.
That's going to be exactly. That's a huge problem. So what a disaster.
Frank Isola?
They need a GM. That's number one. And I don't believe in this rebuilding stuff. They need a good offensive line, defensive line. They believe they have the quarterback. They gave him a lot of money. You know who's floating under the radar a little bit? Deshaun Watson has not been great.
Okay.
So both Tom Brady and Deshaun Watson. Under the radar.
Yeah, under the radar. If the radar is 10 points, you're under the radar right now, Frank Isola. Oh, that's going to kill your scoring average for the season. Mina Kimes couldn't believe any word that Frank was saying today. Now they can have a conversation off camera. Kalisha, Blackstone, that's our showdown. Just like they used
that's
to do it in
right
the newsroom at the Dallas Morning News.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Well, that's...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
72nd all-time meeting between Blackstone and Kalisha on Showdown. The matchup head-to-head Kalishaw, 41. Blackstone, 30. Good luck to you both. Lamar Jackson did not practice today for the Ravens. He's got a knee issue. He missed yesterday's practice as well. First time in his career he missed back-to-back regular season practices. I'm going to ask, is this something or nothing? And Tim, they play the Bengals this weekend. Would you bench him?
No, I'm not going to bench him. I mean, he's a great quarterback. He's a great running quarterback. It's a knee. So you're always concerned about that, but you're not going to just sit him thinking you have an automatic win over Cincinnati.
You know what? This is not the NFC East he's playing in. Everybody's 3-1 just about, right? I mean, this is a real important game. So you may want to rest him against a bad team and count on your defense to win this game.
The Bengals are not the 3-1 team in that division, but okay. All
right. No. They're 1-2-1.
Well, 1-1. We'll split the point. We'll move on. The Black Mamba jerseys, what the Lakers will be wearing tomorrow. All right, we've seen it from them in four different games so far this postseason. We'll see if someone knows what their record is in the games they wear. KB, what do the Black Mamba jerseys tell you about the Lakers' mindset here?
That they are tired of being in the bubble. Like everyone who has been there, they want to go home. This is their signature uniform to put this thing away. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, but it makes me wonder about the Miami mindset when they see this. It's a little like wheeling the champagne into your locker room to get ready for the coronation because they're 4-0 in these jerseys. The Heat would like to make them 4-1. Maybe that'll happen.
Oh, okay. So Kalishaw knew the record there. They are 4-0. Point Timmy.
That'll happen.
We'll move on. Nick Saban versus Lane Kiffin. Let's take a listen.
You're going against Alabama, but you're going against Nick Saban.
I don't play and he doesn't play, so we'd have better chances if that was the case, I think. I don't think he can cover me. I'm really worried about Coach. You know, he's elderly now, you know.
So no.
No, I think he's probably right. I wouldn't disagree with him. You know, I guess what I would ask is when he's my age, what's he going to be like? I don't know.
That was, of course, Kiffin with Dan Patrick and Saban with his availability. Tim, does Saban need to up his trash talk game, or you think that conveys?
No, that was the most natural laugh. I like seeing that. Look, Lane Kiffin's good at Twitter and trash talk. The other guy is the best coach in the last 30 years. Yeah. Leave him alone.
He needs a script writer. He needs to go back to that Affleck commercial and get somebody from them to write him some real trash talking lines. That's ridiculous. Come on.
Kevin Blackstone, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
I got some really bad news for all those LeBron James haters out there. It is looking right now that if this continues to go as it is, your next NBA Finals MVP is going to be LeBron James. Despite leading the team in scoring and assists, guess what? Those assists, 94 points he has created for his team off of assists. That is stunning.
So you don't subscribe to this idea that maybe it would hurt his legacy if he were to lose or win?
Who would say something like that?